Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
It's 8:38 with Darren, Kerry and Sky here on East Coast Radio. Sam Smith, Demi Lovato, I'm ready. And I love it when this stuff happens on radio. It really does. Well, in life. So Kerry brought us the story. A frustrated resident has resorted to planting banana trees in potholes found in his area in KwaZulu north coast town of KwaDukuza, and to grab the attention of local municipality. Genius. Genius. Simple, basic, genius.
And so we got the man with this major pothole plan on the line with us this morning. He started everything. Rishi Puran. Good morning, Rishi.
How's it, Rishi?
Good morning, Kerry. How are you?
We are very happy to be speaking to the pothole guy.
Rishi, you've started a trend here, because usually in South Africa, if we want to be heard, we protest, you know, we do all the marching and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Why did you do this banana tree challenge?
Why I've done it. That is to get the attention of the authorities. When you send them a message or you give them a call, they don't understand, they can't see. But once you put the banana tree, then they can see something definitely wrong. Because if you look at the data, they have confidence, what committee that travel daily, but they don't seem to see the portal there. So the banana tree actually gives you a reason to look carefully. There's something that is not right there.
It makes complete... I don't know why no one thought about this, because the pothole plight has been an issue for South Africa for a long time. Yes. And increasingly getting worse and worse and worse and worse, right? And it does make you think that as your tire hits that pothole and you realize the expense goes through your head.
Yes.
Rim replacement, tire replacement, alignment balance, and maybe flipping of tires. You do the math in your head immediately and you think to yourself,
that's a lot.
Did no one else notice this pothole that's been here for 15 years? You know what I mean?
Now I'm with you, Darren Moore. It is the worst sound when you hear it. You're like, oh, my God.
So we drive past it on the way to work, and we drive past it on the way home, and then if we have another event, we drive past it, and then we drive past it, and then Rishi decided, put a banana tree in there.
Outstanding.
Rishi, this is genius. Has the local municipality responded? Has roadwork activity started? Where are we at this with this right now?
All right. After it did, it was covering trending well on social media. Had the Ilembe mayor visit on Thursday.
Did the mayor visit you?
He visited in the street in which I put the banana tree. So I live on the same street. And they have visited with his executives, but then again, it was as usual. It's all about the denial. It was not their fault. Unfortunately, a pothole that is lying there, it can't disappear overnight. There, you can see it. Yeah, exactly.
And there's only so many times that they can say, we're looking into it.
Look, KDM has responded. They were filling a bit of potholes, but unfortunately, the way they were doing it is really a big concern, because you come to fill a pothole without any equipment. You know, you cannot wreck it or roll it and stuff like that. It's basically wasting money. Because of the coverage, they had to do something to show the people that they are working on it.
Rishi, can I ask you something? So yes, you've got someone now has responded, but it was pretty much just because you had a post that went viral. How quickly after your post went viral did all of a sudden your municipality want to come talk nicely with you?
4 days.
Excellent. So that's all we need to do then.
Is that good? It takes 4 days after it went viral? You would think that would be...
But how long has it been there before, Rishi?
Oh my word, you don't want to really know. It's been there for 2 to 3 years.
Okay, so Darren, 4 days is nothing.
Okay, that's amazing. Rishi, is there a plan going forward? Do you have a banana pothole franchise for the rest of the country? Maybe other countries can learn from you?
I would have taken a few to plant in every single street, and probably I would be able to feed the nation.
Love that.
But on the bright side, guys, it's the only way to get to the municipality. And if all other areas, the municipalities do likewise, then we're definitely going to get that attention. You know, if you look at a kid goes to preschool, a great art, you know, you got to use cartoon characters for them to understand what you're talking about. Now, here in the municipality, you know, you got guys in executive positions, and they don't understand what it looks like, because they don't travel in the area. They live in
that's
space.
True. But that's true.
You're amazing. You just you just revealed to us after 24 years of protest that nothing changes, nothing except maybe fees. That's it. That was fees must fall. University fees. That was the one thing. That was 24 years protest did nothing, but banana trees and potholes, it makes the difference.
It does make.
You know the common thing that says banana walks, money talks. So I can see it exactly. They've been doing that.
Just promise us one thing, Richie. I don't know if you've seen me. You saw my video of chowing a banana. So when the bananas finally, what do you call it?
When they're ripe.
Yeah.
Just send us some.
As long as it turns yellow, you'll get some. No problem.
Rishi, thank you so much for talking to us. And thank you for standing up against poor service delivery in our community in a peaceful, justified manner. And you're inspiring people to maybe that's how you do it to get stuff done. So we look forward to getting an update from you very soon.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.